There were things that I learned to call fury as a younger. Fury was a fearsome drum, some hungry and hot temper, ill spirit or madness that never touched us for long, but followed our bodies for time. See London. This city taints its young. If you were from here, you'd know, innit? All our faces were pinched sour, even the good few I spent my early way with. We were all born into the menace from day dot. These were the hidden violences, day-long deaths that snuffed out our small and limited futures. We grew up around these towers, so struggle was a standard echo in our speech, in thought, in action. But it was only after the release of that one video, clipped from a phone of a witness, that everyone else saw the truth. The image on every news channel and paper, the black boy had killed an off-duty soldier. Soldier Boy, we called him. The black younger had stopped Soldier Boy and struck him down with a cleaver. Then he wrapped his body in a black cloth and strung him up from a road sign. Stuff was dark. Darkest because it happened in a space so familiar. In our city, on road, and in broad daylight. The sound of the black boy's voice came next, shouting into the camera about the infidel, the sinful kuffar. It was on radio and television, an endless loop. He called himself the Hand of Allah. But to us, he looked as if he had just rolled out the same school gates as us. He had the same trainers we wore, spoke the same road slang we used. The blood was not what shocked us. For us, it was his face like a mirror, reflecting our own confused and frightened hearts. Violence made this city. Those living, born and raised, grow up with it like an older brother. On that final day when flames licked the domes of our painted mosque, we were all far beyond saving. Fury was like a fever in the air, a corrupt mass of bodies pulsing together in pain and rhetoric. Mahajirun were herding our people along August Road and had us stand on the burned earth like a testament. There was violence in our brotherhood, that much is clear. Though we never knew how much of that violence came from us or the road beneath our feet. We were London's scowling youth. As siblings of rage, we were never meant to stray beyond the street. We might not have known it with our eyes so alight, but it was true. Our miseducation is proof, isn't it? Those school corridors were like cold chambers. Anyone who went to St. Mary's would attest. Our bodies were locked for verbal assaults. Our words clipped and surging with our own code and fuck anyone who disagreed, you know? Violence shadowed our language and our lines tagged the streets,